How are you?
Morning, Chris. I'm fine, thanks. Chris, a few weeks ago, I was at Holiday Inn by Dubai.
Yep.
And I ordered 3 Red Bulls, and it was 96 dirhams.
Oh,
man.
Oh, wow.
And I also refused. And I rather drank water.
Yeah.
30... I just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah, that's 96 dirhams for 3 cans of Red Bull. I mean,
it's a lot of money.
It is a lot of cash to separate in, you know. Mahmoud, good morning, Mahmoud.
Yeah, good morning. Actually, we went out one night and in one of the restaurants, in one of the hotels in La Palma. I don't want to mention the name.
Yeah. Yep.
La Palma, Jumeirah. And we ordered whatever we ordered. And, you know, my boys, they ordered 2 bottles of water.
Yep.
I didn't mind the whole bill. It's just, you know, the price of the water was just too excessive.
How much do you pay for the water?
We paid 74 dirhams for 2 bottles of water.
Wow. Yeah.
74 dirhams.
You know what? I feel you, man. Like, my girls drink water like it's water. Do you know what I mean?
They yeah, just like go they through love that. It. Yeah.
So when we go to restaurants sometimes, if I know that the waters are like 25 dirhams for a little bottle,
yeah.
You know, I'll end up getting one and I'll have to like, and I know it sounds weird, and I earn okay money. I'm not poor, but I'm always like, hold on a second. I can't justify spending 100 dirhams right now on water.
Mm.
Just hold on, girls. I'm going to get you a 2 dirham water as we leave
yep.
this restaurant, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
What are you laughing at?
Why are you laughing?
Well, if you're like really thirsty, hold on. I'm going to save 20 dirhams here. I know that you're thirsty and your mouths are really dry.
So you get up, you walk out of the restaurant, get a bottle of water and come back.
That's not allowed.
I take water with me. Hey, we take water with us sometimes.
That's not allowed.
100%, like, because it's like...
Kids, the restaurant business will go into decline.
What?
Because no one's buying water.
Bring your own water in.
It's, now...
No respect.
Supposedly, we've got the CEO of the restaurant that I was at last night that I'm complaining about.
He's on the phone. Anonymous.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. So you... how do you know it's the restaurant? I haven't mentioned the restaurant.
Well, I know the tea, the price of the tea, and I know how much I... Okay, I'm an executive management for the brand in the region,
okay.
Not only in Dubai.
Okay.
And in each country, we have franchisees, just to explain for you. So the franchisees sometimes... So if you go to this restaurant anywhere, Bahrain...
Okay, I get you,
You'll get the same tea for 20 dirhams, huh?
Okay, so you're saying that the franchisee, the person that's got it, they're setting the prices higher?
Yeah, because they have a huge rent to pay.
Okay.
And they got stuck with this one. And eventually, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, but I can tell you one thing. In a very short time, you're going to be in the same restaurant in a different place in Dubai, like very, very short time.
Yeah.
And you're going to get your tea at a very, very good price.
Okay. So I get that. And I understand the justification. You've got rents to pay. You need the money to obviously pay the rent. So you've got to balance it all out.
No. As brand owners, like, I mean, I represent the brand. So we are from the country where the brand is.
Yeah.
So basically, the franchisee here, they have a rent. And, you know, the malls keep increasing the rents and they keep increasing the price on the consumer.
Sure, I mean, get you. I understand. It's a cycle.
Yeah.
It happens in most developing cities.
Mm.
And I think Dubai and the UAE, as we're developing so fast, you know, everyone's just doing their thing. Keeping up.
Yeah.
And again, this is not a discussion of wanting to be negative on the city at all. I love this city and it's the best city in the world and the people here are amazing and our leaders are fantastic. It's more about just now. I've been here for 10 years and I think this is the year that I will start to now go, I'm not just going to go grab 4 bottles of water, a couple of dens, whatever.
Without looking at the
Red
price.
Red Bull, whatever, and not look at the price.
Yeah.
I will now be like I'm back home in Australia when I buy a can of drink or how much is this? Oh, thank you. Now I will do that.
Well, Anonymous, I really wasn't happy with the service and the pricing. I think you should offer me.
I know. I'm not happy as well. That's what I'm saying. Going to see another franchisee in this country. I see the brand with someone else, and
sure.
I'm going to send you all a nice box.
Thank you.
Mate, listen, I don't need anything. I appreciate it. The service was fantastic, and the tea was great. Rossi's just trying to get something for free right now. Ignore him, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Well, that was pretty cool.
Well done.
See you.
Listen, everyone's got to make their money somehow, right?
All right. A lot of calls, messages. I know that a lot of you are feeling it right now. Ah, gosh, 12,500 dirhams. How would you like that? Go on a holiday on us.
Yeah.